from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Getsy's going to utilize Devontae Adams good in the new Raiders offense.
I love Luke Getsy. He's a fantastic coach. And I love Devontae. I can't wait to play with him again.
That's Aaron Rodgers predicting, I guess, that he's going to play with Devontae Adams again.
I don't see it happening.
Shouldn't Devontae Adams get traded? Shouldn't he be subject of trade rumors? Not even because he's done anything, but what are the Raiders right now? Are they resetting? Are they rebuilding?
They don't have a quarterback.
Aren't they the only team in the AFC that you feel like they don't have a plan at quarterback?
Yes. Literally the only one.
Like, you might not like the plans of other teams. Like, you might not like Will Levis as a plan in Tennessee, but like, hey, second round pick, second year guy, we're going to take that for a spin. And hey, maybe that's great. That dude's a psycho. Like, he tries to run over linebackers like Josh Allen does. So maybe that'll work.
What's the Dolphins' plan?
I don't think they know right now either. That's a good one. Right, who's second?
Yeah.
Who's second in the AFC at not knowing what their future quarterback is? Because we agree number one is the Raiders, who right now have Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Jeez, that's so bad.
Who's number two? Who doesn't know what their plan of quarterback is right now?
Denver,
they just drafted a first-round guy, though.
True.
Bo Nix. Okay, Maybe it is Miami.
Yeah.
I might listen to that. I don't feel like they know that whether they're going to pay Tua or not.
Pittsburgh too. I mean,
if you want to go future, yeah, I guess.
But they're not as much as Miami, I don't think.
Or even that dude that was just talking right there. Like, for all the talk, you said this in the first segment. All the talk of the Bills' window closing. Look around their division. Their window is wide, is longer, is going to be open longer than I think Miami, because Tyreek Hill is what, 2 years, 3 years away.
That's
from retirement / not being the player he is right now, and I don't think Tua's going to be a great quarterback without that guy.
I think,
and then Rodgers is 41 or 40.
You can be equally concerned, equally down on the Bills this year as a Bills fan and say, this is the worst that I felt about the Bills since what? Josh Allen's rookie season, 2017, Sean McDermott's first season. And then equally be in the same position to say, and I still think they'll win the division. Because who's going to take it from them?
Who's the best answer for that? I mean, the Jets are the popular answer for that.
I can't get to the Jets. It's like trying to predict something that has never happened will happen. Right?
Right. 13-year playoff drought.
It's like
same as Sabres.
It's like it's trying to project whether or not the lottery ticket you just bought is actually going to win, and then you start to plan all the things you're going to buy with that lottery ticket. That's what Jets fans do every year.
What's the best reason to bet against them? Is it just Rodgers' age?
Their coaching, that they're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
They're a ticking time bomb.
See, I like Salah, but Hackett, man.
I don't like Salah. I don't like Hackett. I don't like Joe Douglas. I think Joe Douglas is good.
I would defend Salah because I feel like there's a lot being thrusted upon him that's not his fault. Like, I bet you it's driving him nuts that I think... When he walked into the Jets, like, what was his message? How did he carry himself? How did he conduct himself? Like, he seemed like he wanted to build an organization that Sean McDermott's built, right? Like, he wanted to build a culture. He wanted to build, you know, the defense, right? He wanted to have sustainability on that side of the football. He wanted things buttoned up and put together. That's how he talked, at least. And then the owner gave him Aaron Rodgers.
But...
And, like, what are you supposed to do? He's a constant soap opera.
Yeah. But I also think Salah absolutely fumbled the Zach Wilson situation the last 2 years. I mean, he has mismanaged the quarterback worse than just now. I'm not telling you that had he managed the quarterback better, that they would have been better.
Are you saying like developing Wilson though, or like playing him?
How they pulled the plug and put him back in, and like the stuff that how they handled the quarterback situation post injury and leading into that offseason, like they took care of it sort of. They got Tyrod Taylor this year, so they have a way higher floor at the backup quarterback position if Aaron Rodgers goes down.
Right.
But how they managed Zach Wilson in the media, how the team was walking into the Bills stadium after they benched Zach Wilson with Mike White t-shirts, just rubbing it in that kid's face that nobody likes him and nobody wants him to play, and then thrusting him back into the starting lineup last year. And I also think, like, you know, him going in public and throwing who's the running back?
Breece Hall
into the bus, saying that he does too much dancing, and that in order for him to be successful and take the next step as an NFL player, he's got, like, I don't really think Salah's a good head coach. I think Hackett is number 32 of 32 offensive coordinators in the league. And I think that largely they are prisoners of a quarterback that is past his prime, that doesn't prioritize football right now in his life. And they are stuck because they have been bad for so long and have been without a true franchise quarterback since Joe Namath. Is Vinny Testaverde their best quarterback?
He was there for 6 years, I found out the other day, which is a lot longer.
Is Chad Pennington their last good quarterback?
Fitz.
Right.
Fitz for 1 year.
So I guess where I go with this is I think Salah and Douglas both wear a little bit of this because they didn't do enough last year to prepare and hedge against Rodgers being a 40-year-old quarterback.
They definitely misread that. And thinking Wilson could be insurance is nuts.
Yes.
It's nuts. Given what he had looked like on the field. I wonder if they could hit the redo button, if they would not do the Rodgers trade. You know? Like, they're walking into the season with expectations. They're walking into the season probably with a lot of hope that, okay, we've got our quarterback that at least for 1 year is going to give us what we need with the defense we have and the receiver we have, that we're going to be a real contender. But look at the cost. You know, like it's the Thanos and Gamora meme from Avengers of... am I going to butcher the meme? What is the first box? What does Thanos say, Josh? Do we know? I know the second box is... What was the cost? What did it cost you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everything.
Did you win, but at what cost?
Yes, right. Essentially, that's what it was. Did you win? Oh, but what at what cost? Everything. Like, Rodgers, look at the cost to have a quarterback that is maybe capable.
Yeah.
Right? Even that's a maybe. He is dragging you through the Page Six headlines day after day after day.
Yeah.
And that was when he wasn't even playing.
Yeah.
He was hurt. He didn't go away.
And what was it?
He only ramped it up, turned it up to 11.
What did last year turn into? Last year didn't turn into Aaron Rodgers being around the facility and still trying to lead and still trying to help, you know, the young quarterback who's struggling. It was Aaron Rodgers playing with the media about him returning back from an injury that no one has ever returned from in the same season.
And that extended to the Jets, right? Yeah. What were they having to answer questions about every
whether or not Rodgers
day?
Was going to be playing?
And that was starting in like
when they
October.
Had six wins in December, what they were talking about is, man, if we get one more win, maybe Rodgers comes back.
Yeah. And again, is it going to be worth it for them? I really question that. What's the best case scenario is he's back to form, and I guess he's going to look like the MVP that you saw 5 years ago now in Green Bay. Like, good luck getting that. Because, man, what is the precedent? Tom Brady is the only precedent of a player at this age maintaining that level of play.
Yeah.
One person in the history of the league that has really done that. What did Roethlisberger look like at this age? Total shell.
It wasn't good. Yeah.
What did Philip Rivers look like at this age?
Wasn't good.
He couldn't throw it anymore. Right? What did Breeze and Eli Manning look like? They couldn't throw the ball anymore. And Peyton Manning, same thing. I remember digging up, this was a year ago, pre-Achilles injury, and where I personally was already wondering, are we sure Rodgers is just as good as we think he was 2 years ago in Green Bay? And what I dug up was comparing Rodgers to Peyton Manning. This, again, was 1 year ago, pre-Achilles injury, which is one of the most devastating injuries for a football player to have. And it was QBR by age and where they ranked in the league. At 37 years old, Rodgers was number one in the league in QBR. Peyton Manning at 37 years old was second. Still great. MVPs, right? 38 years old, Rodgers, QBR in the league, number one in the NFL. Peyton Manning at 38 years old, third.
Was that his 5,040? Was that his record-breaking year?
I think so, in Denver.
Yeah.
So Rodgers at 37, 38, number one. Peyton Manning at 37, 38, number two, number three. Elite quarterbacks. Rodgers at age 39, his last year in Green Bay. You know how his QBR ranked in the league?
20th.
26th. You want to know where Peyton Manning's ranked? His final year in the league, when we all remember his noodle arm that barely got them to the Super Bowl, it was because of historic defense. You know where he ranked in the league? 26th. Exact same spot. Peyton Manning retired.
Yeah.
It was over. Rodgers hasn't played since then, has had an Achilles injury since then, but the Jets would have you believe that he's still an elite quarterback at 40 years old. When the last time we saw him play football, he was 26th in the NFL in QBR.
And can I tell you and use a recent example of but a player who's actually in his prime? Look at what sitting out of football for a year plus has done to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, it's killed it. It's killed it. He looks like a total shell.
Total shell of the player.
He's 28. Is he 12 years younger than Rodgers?
Maybe. Yeah. And I look at it like this: is when you're a quarterback and you're away from the game that long and away from, you're more susceptible to injuries. Obviously, Rodgers has. By the way, if you look back at the injuries the last couple of years, they are piling up for Rodgers. The elbow, the wrist, the whatever it was. Like,
didn't he have a hip injury? He got that one year.
The Achilles. Like, these are injuries that are racking up for Aaron Rodgers, and those take a toll on you. I think everyone just thinks had they just gotten competent quarterback play last year, they would have been a Super Bowl contender. And I don't agree with that.
In the last 3 years, the injuries that Rodgers has sustained, toe fracture when he was in Green Bay, thumb fracture when he was in Green Bay, rib injuries in his 2022 season, although he was okay from that, calf strain before training camp last year, and then Achilles tear.
Oh, I wonder if that calf strain had something to do with that. I didn't know he had a calf strain.
I forgot about that.
So did I.
I remember it a little bit now that I'm seeing it. Because
that's usually a precursor to his injury. I wonder if it's the same leg.
That is what happened to Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Where he had a calf injury, he rushed it back in the NBA Finals and tore his Achilles. Yeah, forgot about that. Maybe that did lead to it. 803-0550 is the phone number. We got rolling on the Jets there. It's not what I was planning, but listen, Josh plays an Aaron Rodgers clip, and you have to know there's a threat that's going to derail the show into me ranting and raving about them. 803-0550 is the phone number. I saw an interesting Twitter question about Ocean's 11 that I want to throw past Nate when we come back. That quickly, then Michael Ajello from Hockey News on the Sabres will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll get a little bit of hockey in here before the weekend, before we reset, get some football later on in the show. So a little hockey coming up. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.